Hello, friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Before we take you to your favorite Sports History Network show, just want to tell you a little bit about some merch that you can pick up that represents your favorite SHN podcast. So far, there's t-shirts, coffee mugs, and even books from some of the authors that do podcasts right here on SHN. Who could buy something better than that than have the history right from the gentleman that you hear talking about it? But we also are adding things each and every day. And where's that store, may you ask? Well, it's at SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Up at the top, there is the SHN merch button. Click on that. It'll take you right to the store, and you can be representing your favorite podcast and show the world that, hey, on the swag that I'm using, it's the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear, Sports History Network, and my favorite podcaster, the Sports History Network store. Shop there today. Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in jerseys and sports history. And we're going to talk a little sports break for August 17th and some of the greatest events and greatest athletes to ever play the games on this date. And we're going to talk about them in reference to their jersey numbers as well. Jersey numbers talking about today are 4, 8, 1, 9, 24, 44, number 3, 32, 35, and jerseys 5 and 14. Starting off in 1933 on August 17th, MLB player Lou Gehrig, number 4 of the New York Yankees, played in a record 1,308th consecutive game in St. Louis. Gehrig got two singles and a 7-6 loss to the Browns to reach a milestone. The record was previously held by Everett Scott set in 1925. Now Lou Gehrig would go on to play 822 more straight games, and his record will last all the way for 60-some years until broken by number 8 of the Baltimore Orioles, Cal Ripken Jr., on September 6, 1995. August 17, 1944, the New York Yankees star Johnny Lindell, number 8, tied a record with 4 consecutive doubles in a game. August 17, 1950, Pee Wee Reese, who wore number 1 with the Brooklyn Dodgers, and Sam Calderon, the New York Giants' number 6, each hit an inside-the-park home run during a game between these two New York area teams. August 17, 1957, baseball player Richie Ashburn, who wore number 1 for the Philadelphia Phillies, had quite an odd occurrence indeed. Unintentionally, he ended up hitting a fan in the stands named Alice Roth twice in the ballgame. First, he hit her, and she was hit squarely in the face, ended up breaking her nose. She had to be attended to by some medics. They delayed the game. They ended up getting on her stretcher. As they were hauling her away, they decided to resume play. Of course, Ashburn was still up, fouled off another ball, hits Alice Roth on the stretcher a second time in a ballgame. Very odd occurrence, totally unintentional, but extremely odd indeed. August 17, 1963, Jim Hickman, number 9, became the first New York Met to hit for the cycle in a game. And this one's going to be a popular name we'll talk about. Willie Mays on August 17, 1966, who wore number 24 with the San Francisco Giants, reached second place on the all-time home run list with a blast off of number 44, Ray Washburn, the starting pitcher for the St. Louis Cardinals. Now, Mays launched a 3-2 fastball straight over the right field fence at Candlestick to surpass the longtime number 3 legend, Jimmy Fox, with 535 home runs of his career. August 17, 1972, the MLB's Philadelphia Phillies pitcher Steve Carlton, who wore number 32 that season, won his 15th straight game. August 17, 1973, Willie Mays again, number 24, still on his back, hits the 660th and final home run of his career off of Don Gullett, number 35 of the Cincinnati Reds. August 17, 1980, George Brett, that Kansas City Royals player number 5, went 4-for-4, raising his batting average for the season to a comfortable 4-0-1. Great indeed. And finally, we have August 17th, 1984. Pete Rose, number 14, talk about hitting, returned to Cincinnati Reds as a player/manager, ended up getting 2 hits in that ball game. So that is our sports history for this August 17th. We're glad that you could join us. Glad that we could talk about some great players and their uniforms that they wore during the events that occurred on August 17th. If you'd like more sports history, go to sportshistorynetwork.com. There's 27, 28 different podcasters waiting there with hundreds and thousands of hours of podcasting sports history delight that you can learn and talk about with your friends. It's family friendly. Anybody in your family can listen to it, any age, any era that's talked about, and I'm sure you'll learn a lot there. Also, you can go to our website, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, for all your great football and other sports needs that you need on history. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great Sports History Day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout, and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.